As Republican delegates stream into the Republican convention in Tampa, Democratic women blasted the Romney-Ryan ticket at Democratic headquarters in New York today. Led by Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney, they railed against the ways that Governor Romney and Representative Ryan would strip women of rights it took generations of struggle to gain. WBAI's Linda Perry has more.
U.S. House of Representative Congresswoman Carol Maloney released a report today, 10 Ways Romney and Ryan Are Bad for American Women. Carolyn Maloney says the Romney-Ryan ticket is bad on the Fairness Pay Act. It's bad on health care. It's bad on the Violence Against Women Act. It's bad on the right to choose. It's bad on women's health and on funding for Planned Parenthood. Romney and Ryan are bad on economic security, cutting $1.9 trillion from food stamps, unemployment, and federal employee pensions. It would end Medicare, Medicaid as we know it. And it's bad for paid sick leave. Maloney says the Romney-Ryan ticket would cut daycare funding, so more women would have to choose between working and providing child care. Maloney says the House of Representatives is often at a standstill. There's often infighting. But she's not dispirited.
It's a hard fight, but we're fighting for the right values and the right vision and the right course. And these fights just inspire me to work harder for the reelection of President Obama. Even when outrageous, crazy things pass the House of Representatives, such as the defunding of Planned Parenthood, you knew that it would get stopped in the Senate. But if it didn't get stopped in the Senate, President Obama has a lot of ink in his veto pen, and he would never let it happen. So it's very important that he be in that office. Hopefully, we can have a Democratic Senate, and we can have a Democratic House, but we must have a Democratic president to be there, not only to lead the country, but to stop bad Republican policies from passing in the United States Congress.
You know, people are curious about the effect of the Tea Party in the House. What's the influence that you're seeing?
It has tremendous influence. Roughly 74 members of the House of Representatives in the Republican majority are Tea Party members. And often, sometimes, you'll see fights between the Republican Party, the regular Republican Party versus the Tea Party. Or the leadership will come out with one position and the Tea Party with another. So they've been having a lot of inter-Republican Party fights that makes it even more difficult for Republicans and Democrats to work together because the Republicans have this Tea Party fight within their own party.
So that's been a lot of the stagnation.
Yes, it has been.
How best would you think that the parties can have some discourse that sort of brings up the level of conversation?
Well, first and foremost, it's very important that we reelect President Obama and hopefully vote the whole Democratic ticket for the values we care about. We know where Ryan and Romney stand, particularly Ryan. He has a voting record. He can't run away from it. And he has voted to defund Planned Parenthood, to roll back a woman's right to choose, to really roll back access to contraceptives. He has also been opposed to the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act. This is the 21st century. How is anyone opposed to anyone having the right to fight for equal pay for equal work? So these are positions that are extreme, and they are wrong, and they're the wrong direction for the country. We will have a very important decision on Election Day. I often hear people say that, oh, this is the most important election ever. Well, I certainly believe that this one really is.
You know, people don't expect life to be easy, but I think people have a right to expect that their government not go out of its way to make life more difficult.
New York State Assembly member Richard Gottfried is chair of the Assembly's Health Committee.
When government gets in the way of health care decisions, when government is standing in the way of universal health coverage, when government is undermining family planning, when government is undermining aid to education, undermining economic opportunity, all of these things disproportionately hurt women and families headed by women.
If Romney is elected, he has vowed to repeal the Affordable Care Act on day one, stripping health care for 19 million women. New York State Assembly member Linda Rosenthal is appalled that almost 40 years after Roe v. Wade, she has to educate some segment of the population on biology. She stood with Democratic women and supporters at the New York City Democratic headquarters today.
We all understand, and most Americans understand, the facts about rape, about conception, about the right to choice. However, the standard bearers of the Republican Party, Romney, Ryan, Road to Ruin, simply do not want to acknowledge, even though they have many women in their lives, that those women deserve respect. They deserve the equal opportunity to make their own choices. And that includes jobs, service, stay at home, have children, or decide not to have a child.
Rosenthal says the right of choice is the right of the land. Councilmember Margaret Chin echoes this position.
Because as women, we make choices in our family. And we want to make sure that we do not go backward with the rights that we have fought for in the last 50 years. So it's really important for women in our community to come out and vote in November to make sure we take back our community, we take back our country, and we refuse to go backward.
Andrea Miller is president of NARAL Pro-Choice New York. She says it's important to shine a clear spotlight on the agenda rolling out at Tampa and beyond.
It is very clear once you actually strip away the rhetoric and the posturing just how extreme that agenda is. Now, I would expect that we may see some attempts by the Romney-Ryan ticket to try to sort of dance a bit over the next few days, to try to distance themselves from those that they have tried publicly to deem as the most extreme in their midst. But again, we are smarter than that. We know better. We believe the voters need to know and can know better. Because when you strip away that rhetoric, when you get behind the dancing and you see where they're actually trying to take you, you realize just how dangerous this agenda is.
The women here today urge people to go out and vote. They say the focus is on jobs and putting people to work and not taking women backwards and denying women their basic rights. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.